Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for Mar Rav Yechiu, and the Schus Tehila Rista Victoria Bastila Rovida, the Schus Rav Chaim Ben Rav Yosef Ben Chana, the Schus Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Ben Rav Meir Alevi, Rav Meir Alevi Ben Sarah Bracha Vislacha Bechol Bnei Beso, the Mishnah in Negaim Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. It says, "Ein roim es hanigoyim b'shachris uveino arba'im," that the kohen is not allowed to see the nega too early in the morning and later in the afternoon. Why? V'fisha hakeha nireis azo, because the darker nega is going to look brighter than it really is, and even though it's not a nega, it's not tamei, the kohen's going to end up being metameit. He's going to be machmir shelo kedin. Says, we've been learning through the shiurim of Moreinu of Michel Feinstein Zatzal, be'emes gam b'shachris u'b'tzoraim nitan la'avchin bein aza l'keha v'rak שכיוון שכתוב לכל מראה עיני הכהן, באינן שתהי ראיית הכהן ראייה שלמה. The truth is that even in the morning and in the afternoon, the early morning, the late afternoon, one could distinguish between a lighter nega and a darker nega. But since it says לכל מראה עיני הכהן, we require that the ראיית הכהן be a complete ראייה. And therefore, Even b'shachris b'tzoharayim, the kohen in theory could distinguish between a lighter nega and a darker nega, but since we need the re'iyah to be a re'iyah shlema, and at this time the re'iyah is a re'iyah lekuya, here he's not going to be seeing it in the proper way, because ein achinami. He could say, oh, it's early in the morning now, so it's looking brighter than it really is. It's really not that bright. But it's, so he knows that anyway it's tame. He knows that anyway it's tar, maybe. But it doesn't matter, because we need the re'iyah to be a re'iyah shlema. He has to see it properly, even if he could theoretically distinguish between Aza and Keya. In the Torah Skoyhanim, in Parshas Tazria, in Parshas Abayz, it learns from the words L'chol mare einei ha-koyen, Shema koyen, prat l'chshechoser ma'or einov, af b'yoim, Prat l'shechoser or hayoim. That Madoch HaKoyen, if he's lacking proper vision, if he's visually impaired, he cannot look at the nega. So to be yom, if it's lacking the light of day, the proper light of day, he may not look at the nega. And that's as we explain that just like we say that a kohen who's visually impaired shouldn't look at a nega, even though in theory he could distinguish between a nega and a nega. Nevertheless, he can't see the negaim. Since he's not seeing the nega b'chol mara einov, it's not a proper ri'iyah. So too, b'shah shechoser or hayoim, at a time when there's a chisaron in the light of day, afo pi she'efshar lahavchim gam oz, even though in theory he could possibly distinguish between Aza and Keha, between a light and a dark Menega, nevertheless it's a chisaron b'ri'iyas ha-kohen, because he's not seeing the Nega l'chol ma'ra'inov, it's not a proper ri'iyah. And the words Ein ro'im es ha-negoyim b'shachris u'beinu arba'im, you should look at the perush of the Rash, who brings the Brais and Torah Skoyhanim, Parshas Abayz, v'hiskir ha-koyen es ha-nega, shivas yomim, Shiva Yochol Bein Biyoim Bein Belaila Talmud Loimar Biyoim Veloy Belaila Yochol Komare Hayoim Yiyu Ksheirim Talmud Loimar Luchol Mare Ine Akoim Akoin Prat Lekashachosir Maorainov Av Biyoim Prat Lekashachosir We just read Lekashachosir Orayoim Kamar Oisanagoyim Shachris Veloy Bein Arbay. So it says that the Kohen is Mazgir Venega, puts it into seclusion, quarantine for 7 days. Seven, I might think that he can do this both by day and by night. So Talmud Loimar, it says in the Pasuk B'yoyim, so only during the day and not at night. I might think that any Mare Yoim is okay. Talmud Lomar L'chol Mare Nei HaKohen, that just like a Kohen who is visually impaired shouldn't look at the Nega, so too during the day, when one's vision is impaired because there's a lack of light, he should not see the nega. And from here we learn that you don't look at the nega neither too early in the morning nor too late in the day. Moed katan, dav zayin amud beis, it says uviyom heroes bo, yesh yoim shata roebo, v'yesh yoim shi'i ata roebo. Mikan omru, choson shenoylad boi nega, noson lo shivisi mea mishta lo lubeis ul ksusai. So it says, in the day you see this day, you see this day you don't see. From here we say that a chosn who has a nega, you give him his shivas yimeha mishta, sheva brachas, his week to enjoy his kala and his new state of marriage, and you aren't metameim. So to beregel, you give a person shivas yimeha regel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, both for him, for his bias, for his house, and for his clothing. You don't not matame any of that. Ulehalon bedav ches omud aleph in moed katan, omar mar, yesh yoim shata roebo, v'yesh yoim shi'i ata roebo. There's a day that you see and a day you don't see. My mashma, omar rabbayim kien lichtov rachmana biyoim. My ubiyoim. There's a day that you see and a day that you don't see. So the Gemara says, how do you get that? And the Gemara answers, because it says, Ubiyoyim. If the Pasuk didn't mean to darsh and sometimes you see them, you don't see, it would have said extra vav. What's the extra vav? And the day. Because there's a day that you see Negaim, and there's a day that you don't see Negaim. That's explaining the Braisa, that there are times where we don't see, there are days where we don't see the Nega. Rava Amar Kula Kro Yisero. Rava says it's all, the whole word Biyom is extra superfluous. In Cain, the Pasuk wasn't coming for this Drosha, Lichtov Rachmanu Uveheirois Bo Besar Chai Yitman Abi enough. What does it mean? The extra word Ubiyoim. What's the extra Ubiyoim? What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Uviyoim heirois boi besarcha yitma. Just say, ubeheirois bo besarcha yitma. We know it's obviously in day. I mean, when else is it? That's all our lives are made up of days. So what's this Tosefes Mila uviyoim? Shma mina, we see from this entire word that there's a day that you see and a day that you don't see. So Abaye gets it from the extra vav, and Rava gets it from the whole word. V'abaye, lama hu lo amar kerava, shekol amilo biyom miuteret, עונה הגמרא, ההוא מביילי. ביום ולוי בלילה. הוא צריך את זה כדי ללמד. לא, המילה לא מיותרת. למה? Because we have to learn. ביום ולא בלילה. ולכן לדעתו, לא מיותר, כל המילה כולה לא מיותרת. You need it ביום, because you see it by day, not by night. But just from the extra vav, you get, and there's some days that you do see, and some days you don't see. Frek the Gemara of a Rava, what's a Rava going to say? Biyom v'loy b'layla menaleh, for him the whole word of biyom is superfluous because you already know biyom that you've seen a goyim during the day. Where did you get that from? Nafkala, he gets it from l'chol mara inei ha-koyim. And to the, everything to the eyes of the Kohen, which he learns that he should see by day when he can see. V'abaye, what is he going to learn from l'chol mara inei ha-koyim? He learns that this comes to exclude l'chol mare inei ha-koyin. He has to be able to see. And Rava also needs it for this, that a suma ba'achas me'enav can't see. So mikoyach kushizu, the Gemara says, ein ochi nami. Rava learns in this pasuk, he might assume not to be a might riyav alayla. So if he learns from l'chol mara inei ha-koyin l'mayit suma, v'la b'yom v'lo b'layla menale, where does he get b'yom v'lo b'layla? Because from the b'yom that Abai learned from, Rava doesn't learn from. As we saw earlier, because Rava learns from the b'yom, there's a day you see and a day you don't see. So nafkale, he gets the riyas negoyim b'yom from the pasuk of kinega nira li b'abayis, li v'lo la'oiri. I didn't need the or haner. It was appeared to me, but I didn't need or haner. In other words, it was by day. Sheba oisei zman, tahainu b'yoyim, will be mekayim, v'tziva koin, upinu es habayis, v'achach yabu koin, lirotz es habayis. So you see, li v'lo la'oiri, I don't need extra light. So from that pasuk, you derive this din that it has to be re'iya b'yoyim. Ad kan midivrei kodsho shel hagemore. V'hinei b'kiddushin dav choftes omid aleph, we learn in the Mishnah. V'chol mitzis esi she'azman gromo anoshim chayovim v'noshim pturois. All mitzis man gromo, men are obligated, women are potter. The Gemara says in dav lamed aleph omid aleph v'klolohu. Is this a rule? Vayimat simcha b'hakel mitzvah ma'akrom noshim chayavos. We have matzah, simcha, and hakel. These are mitzvah seseh shizman gromas, and women are obligated. So how can you say that all mitzvah seseh ma'akrom, women are potter? Women have to eat matzah. Women are chayav simcha siyanta. Women are chayav and hakel. So in the kavod kashyaisa, in kushya ayin dalet, he asks, why don't we enumerate in those mitzvahs eshes man goma that women are chayavos, even the mitzvah to bring the nega to the kohen in order to see it. Shemefurash b'toyra shemitzvah zum muteles bein alisha v'yikru yud gimel. Even though you don't see negayim at night, so you see there's a mitzvah eshes man goma that women are chayavos in. Why doesn't the Gemara bring that down? So it would appear that even though there's a mitzvah nechiv to bring the nega to the kohen in order that he should see it, as it says, Lagabe says, Vuva Lakoin. Nevertheless, it's only a prat in the mitzvah. The Iker mitzvah is like it's Mavur, B'Sefer HaMitzvah LaRamba, Mitzvah Kuf Aleph. He should Sivan Elias Mitzvah Tome. O Mitzvah Zu Kolelas Dine Tzara'as Adam. O Mashim Imenu Tor. O Mashim Imenu Tzricha Hezger. So the mitzvah is the Etzim Din Mitzvah V'Tumah. So there's no special mitzvah to bring the Nega to the Kohen in order that he should see it. It's just a Klal, B'Klal Dine Mitzvah. Came Vadai, so this is not the fact that you don't see it at night is not going to make it into a mitzvah man grama, because the etzem mitzvah isn't to bring the nega to the kohen, because the din mitzvah of tumaso is noig bein b'yom bein b'layla. There's a general din of tumas mitzvah, as the Rambam says, shetzivanu lios mitzvah tameh, that a mitzvah is tameh, that's both by day and by night. So that's the Ikar Din Mitzora, and that's not Zman Grama. And the bringing it to the Kohen is a prat in the mitzvah. Since it's only a prat in the mitzvah, it's not going to be considered, because of that detail, a mitzvah asay she hazman groma. L'choira, one could argue that the din of ein roim es hanegoim ela b'yom is not a din b'zman, that zman ri'iyas hanegas b'yom, but rather it's a din in the etzem hari'iya, just like we have a din of ein roim es hanegoim b'shachris u'beinu arbayim, that it's a din b'ri'iya shalot he'ri'iya shal shachris v'shal beinu arbayim, like we see in the Torah's Kohanim that we quoted before, that we learn this din from the pasuk of l'chol mare einei hakoyin. It's not a din dafka in the day. It's just a din being able to see the nega properly. So you can't say, oh, why isn't it a mitzvah seseh shesman grama? Because b'emes, it's not totally b'zman. And that you have to see it by day is not a din in the zman. It's a din in the ri'iya. That the ri'iya has to be a proper ri'iya. So it would appear that this question of whether the Ri'iyas Negoim B'yoim is a din in the Zman, or it's a din in the Etzem Ri'iya, that it should be a Ri'iya Shel Yom, would be Talui in the Machlokes Abaye in Rova, in the Mokor of this din of B'yoim V'lo B'layla. Abaye learns it from Ubiyoim Heroizbo. So it's Mashma Tatin Bazman. Ubiyoim Heroizbo. It's a Zman during by day. Zman Abiyoim. But according to Rova, that we learn Biyoim Velo Balaila from the Pasuk of Kenega Nirali Babayis Li Velo Laoiri. Bevadai Nirosh is a din Be'etzem Hari'iya, that we require Ri'iyas HaKoyen should be a Ri'iya Shel Yom, and not Ri'iya Shel Oiri. You don't have to supply your own light. There should be daylight. So it's not a din in the time of day. It's a din that it has to be properly viewed. So, Emir Tzah Hashem, in the next shir, we'd like to discuss Shittas HaRambam, and how the Rambam fits into this, and we will hopefully see continuing the flow of Hashem. So I thank you so much for listening, and B'li Neder, we will continue Emir Tzah Hashem. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.